Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, in talking about this, let me read the Living Bible, and maybe y'all could put that up for me, 1 Corinthians 4:2, in the Living. It says, now, the most important thing about a servant is that he does just what his master tells him to. Are you reading that? The most important thing about a servant is that he does what? He does just what his master tells him to. Now, this morning we're getting into an area of faithfulness that is defined by this. If you are a steward, you're a manager of someone else's affairs, if it's their things, it ought to be handled their way. If it's God's things, it ought to be handled His way. And you'll find this, that there are a lot of people that'll talk to you about helping. We want to help. We'll be glad to help. But when it comes down to it, they want to help their way. And oh man, now don't think this is a small deal. This is a big deal. And this is a widespread deal. People want to help, but they want to do it their way. They want you to just turn it over to them and don't bug them about it. Let them handle it. Let them do it their way. Well, no. A characteristic of faithfulness is that you do it not your way, but their way. Y'all with me or not? How many know this is a deal, though? But we're talking about faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. Faithfulness. In 1 Samuel 15, you don't have to turn there. But in 1 Samuel 15, how many remember that the Lord told Saul, who was the first king of Israel, through the prophet Samuel to go and destroy the Amalekites? And he said, I mean everything. Everything. And how many remember what Saul did? Huh? He went and they attacked the armies and they defeated the armies, but they saved the king and they saved the best of the sheep and the best of the oxen and the best of the stuff. And when they came back and the prophet Samuel met them, he said, I've done what the Lord told me to do. And Samuel says, well, what is that I hear? I hear sheep. I hear goats and cows. And he said, well, you know, the people wanted to do some of this. And, you know, and we did this. And he said, you've not obeyed the voice of the Lord. And he became very adamant. Saul did. He said, I have. I have. How many understand you remember this story? This was the downfall of Saul. He exhibited such rebellion against the Lord. Was he unfaithful in this situation? And how was his unfaithfulness seen? It's not that he wouldn't do it. He went and did it. But he did it how? He did it his way, and then he maintained that his way was God's way. Even in the face of correction, he wouldn't repent. He wouldn't yield. He defied the man of God. In 1 Samuel 15:20, are you there? No, you're not there. You don't have to turn there. 1 Samuel 15:20. Saul said to Samuel, yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. Did he? No. But it's important that you don't let this get by you. In his mind, he's saying, I have done it. Did he do exactly what the Lord told him to do? But what's he saying? I did it. I did obey the voice of the Lord. I went the way which the Lord sent me. And I brought Agag, and I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Friends, beware of improvements. Beware of improvements. What do you mean? Adjustments. Changes. God is not big on surprises. We're going to surprise the Lord. We're going to do something different. We're going to add to it. You know, pride always has a better idea. And doesn't realize how unfaithful it's being. Now just think about the word. How many understand a faithful reproduction of something is what? It's an exact duplicate of it. When you start improving it, and we're going to change this color, and we're going to change that, it's not a faithful reproduction. And God doesn't need people that's going to go above and beyond what He asked them to do. He needs people that'll do what He said and not add to it and not take from it. He needs soldiers that can take orders and carry them out to the T and dot every I and cross every T just like He said to do it. Because that is acknowledging He knows more than I do. I'm not qualified and I don't have the liberty to take liberties and change what He said. Are y'all with me or not? Gets kind of quiet when you start talking about this. But is it important? See, He insisted, I have done what the Lord told me to do. And Saul said, well, what about these sheep? What about these goats? He said, well, I did, and we made a few adjustments. But what he's saying is, there's nothing wrong with that. I did it my way, but it got done. I mean, the basic line is that it got done. And I mean, he lost the kingdom that day, didn't he? Read the story and see. It is rebellion. It is defiance. He should have been repenting, and he was defying and kept asserting, you know, I did do what the Lord told me to do. Do you know one of the devil's main theme songs is? I did it my way. I did it my way. And he lost his place. And everybody that does it their way concerning the things of God are going to lose. You're going to be disqualified. A faithful servant, a faithful worker in the things of God is going to do it how? Going to do it his way. Not my way, his way. Listen to this in 1 Samuel 2 and 35. This is when Samuel was born and became the prophet. But Eli had been unfaithful. And he hadn't controlled his sons. And they had changed what the Lord told them to do in the priesthood. And had become very ungodly. And the Lord told him that his house and his family were going to be put out of the ministry. And he was going to raise up somebody else. Basically somebody that listened to him. And in 1 Samuel 2 and 35... 1 Samuel 2:35 in the Douay translation, he said, I will raise me up a faithful priest who shall do according to all my heart and my soul. The easy to read says, I will choose a priest I can trust. This priest will listen to me and do what I want. God's Word translation says, he will do everything I want him to do. Can you see faithfulness here? What is faithfulness? It's required in stewards. The Living Bible said in our text that a man does exactly what the Lord, just what the Lord tells him to do. That is faithfulness. In Hebrews the third chapter and verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who has builded the house has more honor than the house. Now, verse 5, it says again, Moses verily was faithful. Moses was what? He was faithful in all his house. Now, he keeps talking about the house that was built. And you understand that a big part of Moses' ministry is that God gave him a pattern from heaven about the holy things, the tabernacle. You remember that? And the altar and the ark and the candlesticks and the incense and the priest's clothes and on and on and on and on. And how many believe that when the Lord gives you a specific pattern, it ought to be followed to the T? And one of the big reasons why Moses is referred to in this passage and other places as faithful is because that's what he did. Listen to these verses. Don't try to turn to them, but just listen to them. Numbers 12:7 says, my servant Moses is faithful in all my house. And listen how these other verses describe it. Leviticus 8:4 said, and Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Numbers 17:11, Moses did so as the Lord commanded him, so did he. Numbers 20:27, Moses did as the Lord commanded him. 27:22, Moses did as the Lord commanded him. That's just a few, but have you ever read back there, it'd say the Lord told him to do this, and do this, and do this, and the very next verse said, and Moses did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And the Lord said, do this, and Moses did exactly. I mean, back and forth for chapter after chapter after chapter. And the Lord said, he's faithful in all my house, until on one occasion he decided to do something his own way. Do you remember that? Everything was wonderful and great until one day he told him to speak to the rock. You remember that? And he decided he'd do it his way and beat it with the rod. An old man disqualified himself. But now we live in a society that is so loose. And people say, well, I hear from God too. I got the Holy Ghost. I hear from God too. And people get indignant if you don't just completely turn something over to them and let them do it the way they want to, when they want to, how they want to. But good leaders won't let you do that. Did you hear me? You know, around here, sometimes I've had people say, you know, well, why won't you let me do it that way? And I said, well, I don't do it the way I want to do it. Why should I do it the way you want to do it? And I don't know if everybody believes that or not, but we endeavor to hear from him. And we want it done his way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled His Way, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611E. That's R611E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God.